Act 3, Scene 9, Edge of the Forbidden Forest. They are returned from time, at the edge of the forest, and Ron is in a lot of pain. Snape looks around, immediately aware of the mess they're in. Ron,
ow! Ow! Ow!
Hermione,
Ron! Ron! What has it done to you?
Snape, oh no, I knew it. Scorpius,
the time turner did something to Albus too, the first time we went back.
Ron,
useful. Time to... ow! Tell us!
Snape, we're above ground. We need to move now. Hermione,
Ron, you can still walk. Come on.
Ron does stand up, shouting in pain. Snape raises his wand. Scorpius,
did it work?
Hermione,
we blocked the spell. Cedric kept his wand. Yes, it worked.
Snape, but we came back to the wrong place. We are outside. You are outside. Ron,
we need to use the time turner again. Get out of here.
Snape, we need to find shelter. We're horribly exposed. Suddenly, from around the auditorium, the feel of the breath of an icy wind. Some black robes arise around people. Black robes that become black shapes. That become dementors. Hermione,
too late.
Snape, this is a disaster. Hermione, she realizes what she has to do.
They're after me, not any of you. Ron, I love you, and I always have, but the three of you need to run. Go, now.
Ron.
What?
Scorpius.
What?
Ron.
Can we talk about the love thing first?
Hermione.
This is still Voldemort's world, and I am done with it. Reversing the next task will change everything.
Scorpius.
But they'll kiss you. They'll suck out your soul.
Hermione.
And then you'll change the past. And then they won't. Go, now!
The Dementors sense them. From all sides, screaming shapes descend. Snape.
Go! We go!
He pulls on Scorpius's arm. Scorpius reluctantly goes with him. Hermione looks at Ron. Hermione.
You're supposed to be going too.
Ron.
Well, they are after me a bit, and I really am in quite a lot of pain. And, you know, I'd rather be here. Expecto!
As he reaches up to cast the spell, Hermione stops his arm. Hermione.
Let's keep them here and give the boy the best chance we can.
Ron looks at her and then nods sadly. Hermione.
A daughter.
Ron.
And a son. I like that idea too.
He looks around. He knows his fate.
I'm scared.
Hermione.
Kiss me.
Ron thinks and then does. And then the two are yanked apart and pinned to the ground, and we watch as a golden whitish haze is pulled from their bodies. They have their souls sucked from them, and it is terrifying. Scorpius watches, helplessly. Snape.
Let's get down to the water. Walk, don't run.
Snape looks at Scorpius.
Stay calm, Scorpius. They may be blind, but they can sense your fear.
Scorpius looks at Snape. Scorpius.
They just sucked out their souls.
A Dementor swoops down low over them and settles in front of Scorpius. Snape.
Think of something else, Scorpius. Occupy your thoughts.
Scorpius.
I feel cold. I can't see. There's a fog inside me, around me.
Snape,
you are a king, and I'm a professor. They'll only attack with good reason. Think about those you love. Think about why you're doing this.
Scorpius,
I can hear my mother. She wants me my help, but she knows I can't help.
Snape,
listen to me, Scorpius. Think about Albus. You're giving up your kingdom for Albus, right?
Scorpius is helpless, consumed by all the Dementor is making him feel. Snape.
One person. All it takes is one person. I couldn't save Harry for Lily. So now I give my allegiance to the cause she believed in, and it's possible that along the way I started believing in it myself.
Scorpius smiles at Snape. He steps decisively away from the Dementor. Scorpius, the world changes, and we change with it. I'm better off in this world, but the world is not better, and I don't want that. Suddenly, Dolores Umbridge emerges in front of them. Dolores Umbridge.
Professor Snape!
Snape. Professor Umbridge. Dolores Umbridge.
Have you heard the news? We caught that traitorous mudblood Hermione Granger. She was just out here.
Snape. That's fantastic. Dolores is staring at Snape. He looks back. Dolores Umbridge.
With you. Granger was with you.
Snape. With me? You're mistaken. Dolores Umbridge.
With you and Scorpius Malfoy, a student I'm becoming increasingly concerned about.
Scorpius.
Well,
Snape. Dolores, we're late for class, so if you'll excuse us. Dolores Umbridge.
If you're late for class, why are you not heading back to the school? Why are you heading to the lake?
There's a moment of pure silence, and then Snape does something hugely unusual. He smiles. Snape.
How long have you suspected?
Dolores Umbridge rises off the ground. She opens her arms wide, full of dark magic. She takes out her wand. Dolores Umbridge.
Years, and I should have acted upon it far earlier.
Snape is faster with his wand. Snape.
Depulso!
Dolores is propelled backwards through the air.
She always was too grand for her own good. There's no turning back now.
The sky turns even blacker still around them.
Expecto Patronum!
Snape sends forward a Patronus, and it's a beautiful white shape of a doe. Scorpius.
A doe? Lily's Patronus?
Snape.
Strange, isn't it? What comes from within?
Dementors start to appear all around them. Snape knows what this means.
You need to run. I will keep them at bay for as long as I can.
Scorpius.
Thank you for being my light in the darkness.
Snape looks at him, every inch a hero. He softly smiles. Snape.
Tell Albus. Tell Albus Severus. I'm proud he carries my name. Now go! Go!
The doe looks back at Scorpius and then starts to run. Scorpius thinks and then runs after the doe, and around him the world gets scarier. A blood-curdling scream goes up at one side. He sees the lake and throws himself inside. Snape readies himself. Snape is pulled hard to the ground and then pushed high into the air as his soul is ripped from him, and the screams just seem to multiply. The doe turns to him with beautiful eyes and disappears. There is a bang and a flash, and then silence. And then there's more silence. It's so still. It's so peaceful. It's so perfectly tranquil. And then Scorpius ascends to the surface, breathing deeply. He looks around himself, breathing deep, panicked breaths. He looks up at the sky. The sky certainly seems bluer than before. And then Albus ascends after him. There's a silence. Scorpius just looks at Albus, disbelieving. Both boys breathe in and out. Albus.
Whoa!
Scorpius.
Albus.
Albus.
That was close. Did you see that merman? The guy with the... And then the thing with the... Whoa!
Scorpius.
It's you.
Albus.
It was weird, though. I thought I saw Cedric start to expand, but then he sort of started shrinking again, and I looked at you, and you had your wand out.
Scorpius.
You have no idea how good it is to see you again.
Albus.
You just saw me 2 minutes ago.
Scorpius hugs Albus in the water. A difficult task. Scorpius.
A lot has happened since then.
Albus.
Careful, you're drowning me. What are you wearing?
Scorpius.
What am I wearing?
He pulls off his cloak.
What are you wearing? Yes! You're in Slytherin!
Albus. Did it work? Did we do anything? Scorpius. No. And it's brilliant. Albus looks at him, disbelieving. Albus. What? We failed? Scorpius. Yes. Yes. And it's amazing. He splashes hard in the water. Albus pulls himself out to the bank. Albus. Scorpius, have you been eating too many sweets again? Scorpius. There you go, you see. All dry humour and Albusy. I love it. Albus. Now I'm starting to get worried. Harry enters and sprints to the side of the water, followed quickly by Draco, Ginny, and Professor McGonagall. Harry. Albus. Albus. Are you okay? Scorpius, overjoyed.
Harry! It's Harry Potter! And Ginny! And Professor McGonagall! And Dad! My Dad! Hi, Dad!
Draco.
Hello, Scorpius.
Albus. You're all here. Ginny. And Myrtle told us everything. Albus. What's going on?
Professor McGonagall.
You're the one who's just returned from time. Why don't you tell us?
Scorpius immediately registers what they know. Scorpius.
Oh, no. Oh, bother. Where is it?
Albus.
Just returned from where?
Scorpius.
I've lost it. I've lost the time turner.
Albus, looking at Scorpius, deeply annoyed.
You've lost what?
Harry. Time to cut the pretense, Albus. Professor McGonagall.
I think you've got some explaining to do.
Act 3, Scene 10. Hogwarts Headmistress's Office. Draco, Ginny and Harry stand behind a contrite-looking Scorpius and Albus. Professor McGonagall is fuming. Professor McGonagall.
So, to be clear, you illegally jumped off the Hogwarts Express. You invaded and stole from the Ministry of Magic. You took it upon yourself to change time, whereupon you disappeared two people.
Albus. I agree, it doesn't sound good. Professor McGonagall.
And your response to disappearing Hugo and Rose Granger Weasley was to go back in time again. And this time, instead of losing two people, you lost a huge number of people and killed your father. And in doing so, you resurrected the worst wizard the world has ever known and heralded in a new age of dark magic.
Dry.
You're correct, Mr. Potter. It doesn't sound good, does it? Are you aware how stupid you've been?
Scorpius.
Yes, Professor.
Albus hesitates a moment. He looks at Harry.
Albus. Yes.
Harry.
Professor, if I may.
Professor McGonagall.
You may not. What you choose to do as parents is your matter. But this is my school, and these are my students, and I will choose what punishment they will face.
Draco.
Seems fair.
Harry looks at Ginny, who shakes her head. Professor McGonagall.
I should expel you, but...
With a look to Harry.
All things considered, I think it might be safer for you to remain in my care. You are in detention for... Well, you can consider yourself in detention for the rest of the year. Christmas is cancelled for you. You can forget visiting Hogsmeade ever again. And that's just the start.
Suddenly, Hermione bursts in, all action and resolve. Hermione.
What did I miss?
Professor McGonagall, fierce.
It is considered polite to knock when entering a room, Hermione Granger. Maybe you missed that.
Hermione realizes she's overstepped. Ah. Professor McGonagall.
If I could also give a detention to you, Minister, I would, keeping hold of a time-turner. Of all the stupid things.
Hermione.
In my defence.
Professor McGonagall.
And in a bookcase. You kept it in a bookcase. It's almost laughable.
Hermione.
Minerva.
There is an intake of breath.
Professor McGonagall.
Professor McGonagall.
Your children didn't exist.
Hermione has no reply to that.
This happened in my school, under my watch. After all that Dumbledore did, I couldn't live with myself.
Hermione.
I know.
Professor McGonagall composes herself for a moment. Professor McGonagall, to Albus and Scorpius.
Your intentions to save Cedric were honourable, if misguided. And it does sound as if you were brave, Scorpius, and you, Albus. But the lesson even your father sometimes failed to heed is that bravery doesn't forgive stupidity. Always think. Think what's possible. A world controlled by Voldemort is...
Scorpius.
A horrific world.
Professor McGonagall.
You are so young.
She looks at Harry, Draco, Ginny and Hermione.
You're all so young. You have no idea how dark the Wizarding Wars got. You were reckless with the world. Some people, some very dear friends of mine and yours, sacrificed a huge amount to create and sustain.
Albus.
Yes, Professor.
Scorpius.
Yes, Professor.
Professor McGonagall.
Go on. Get out, the lot of you, and find me that time turner.
Act 3, Scene 11. Hogwarts Slytherin Dormitory. Albus is sitting in his room. Harry enters and looks at his son, full of anger, but cautious not to let it spill. Harry. Thanks for letting me come up. Albus turns. He nods at his dad. He's being cautious too. No luck as yet with the time-turner searching. They're negotiating with the mayor people to dredge the lake. He sits down, uncomfortably.
This is a nice room.
Albus.
Green is a soothing colour, isn't it? I mean, Gryffindor rooms are all well and good, but the trouble with red is... it is said to send you a little mad. Not that I'm casting aspersions.
Harry. Can you explain why you tried to do this?
Albus. I thought I could change things. I thought, Cedric... it's unfair.
Harry. Of course it's unfair, Albus. Don't you think I know that? I was there. I saw him die. But to do this... to risk all this...
Albus. I know.
Harry, failing to contain his anger. If you were trying to do as I did, you went the wrong way about it. I didn't volunteer for adventure. I was forced into it. You did something really reckless, something really stupid and dangerous, something that could have destroyed everything.
Albus. I know. Okay, I know.
Pause. Albus wipes away a tear. Harry notices it and takes a breath. He pulls himself back from the brink. Harry.
Well, I was wrong too. To think Scorpius was Voldemort's son. He wasn't a black cloud.
Albus.
No.
Harry.
And I've locked away the map. You won't see it again. Your mum left your room exactly as it was when you ran away. You know that. Wouldn't let me go in, wouldn't let anyone go in. You really scared her. And me.
Albus.
Really scared you?
Harry.
Yes.
Albus.
I thought Harry Potter wasn't afraid of anything.
Harry.
Is that how I make you feel?
Albus looks at his dad, trying to figure him out. Albus.
I don't think Scorpius said, but when we returned after failing to fix the first task, I was suddenly in Gryffindor House. Nothing was better between us then either. So the fact that I'm in Slytherin, that's not the reason for our problems. It's not just about that.
Harry.
No, I know. It's not just about that.
Harry looks at Albus.
Are you okay, Albus?
Albus.
No.
Harry.
No.
Nor me. Act 3, Scene 12. Dream. Godric's Hollow. Graveyard. Young Harry stands looking at a gravestone, covered in bunches of flowers. He has a small bunch of flowers in his hand. Aunt Petunia.
Go on, then. Lay down your grotty little flowers and then let's go. I already hate this poxy little village. I don't know why I even had the thought. Godric's Hollow? Godless Hollow, more like. The place is clearly a hive of filth. Go on, chop chop.
Young Harry approaches the grave. He stands a moment more.
Now, Harry, I don't have time for this. Duddy has his cups tonight, and you know he hates to be late.
Young Harry.
Aunt Petunia? We're the last living relatives, right?
Aunt Petunia.
Yes. You and I? Yes.
Young Harry.
And they weren't popular. You said they didn't have any friends.
Aunt Petunia.
Lily tried, bless her. She tried. It wasn't her fault, but she repelled people by her very nature. It was her intensity. It was her manner. It was her way. And your father, obnoxious man, extraordinarily obnoxious. No friends, neither of them.
Young Harry.
So my question is, why are there so many flowers? Why are there flowers all over their grave?
Aunt Petunia looks around. She sees all the flowers, as if for the first time, and it moves her hugely. She approaches and then sits by her sister's grave, trying hard to fight the emotions as they come to her, but succumbing all the same. Aunt Petunia.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose there are a few. Must have blown over from other graves. Or someone's playing a trick. Yes, I think that's most likely. Some young rapscallion with too much time on his hands has gone around collecting flowers from all the other graves and deposited them here.
Young Harry.
But they're all marked with their names. Lily and James, what you did, we will never forget. Lily and James, your sacrifice.
Voldemort.
I smell guilt. There is a stench of guilt in the air.
Aunt Petunia to young Harry.
Get away! Get away from there!
She pulls him back. Voldemort's hand rises into the air above the potter's gravestone. The rest of him rises after. We don't see his face, but his body provides a jagged, horrific shape.
I knew it. This place is dangerous. The sooner we leave Godric's Hollow, the better.
Young Harry is pulled from the stage, but turns to face Voldemort. Voldemort.
Do you still see with my eyes, Harry Potter?
Young Harry exits, disturbed as Albus bursts from within Voldemort's cloak. He reaches out a desperate hand towards his dad. Albus.
Dad! Dad!
There's some words spoken in parcel tongue.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming!
And then a scream. And then right from the back of the room and whispering around everyone, words said with an unmistakable voice. The voice of Voldemort.
Harry Potter.
Act 3, Scene 13. Harry and Ginny Potter's house. Kitchen. Harry is in a horrible state, petrified by what he thinks his dreams are telling him. Ginny.
Harry. Harry. What is it? You were screaming.
Harry.
They haven't stopped. The dreams.
Ginny.
They weren't likely to stop immediately. It's been a stressful time and...
Harry.
But I was never in Godric's Hollow with Aunt Petunia. This doesn't...
Ginny.
Harry, you're really scaring me.
Harry.
He's still here, Ginny.
Ginny.
Who's still here?
Harry.
Voldemort. I saw Voldemort. And Albus.
Ginny.
And Albus.
Harry.
He said, Voldemort said, I smell guilt. There's a stench of guilt upon the air. He was talking to me.
Harry looks at her. He touches his scar. Her face falls. Ginny.
Harry, is Albus still in danger?
Harry's face grows white. Harry.
I think we all are.
Act 3, Scene 14. Hogwarts, Slytherin Dormitory. Scorpius leans ominously over Albus's bedhead. Scorpius.
Albus. Psst. Albus.
Albus doesn't wake.
Albus!
Albus wakes with a shock. Scorpius laughs. Albus.
Pleasant. That's a pleasant and not scary way to wake up.
Scorpius.
You know, it's the strangest of things, but ever since being in the scariest place imaginable, I'm pretty much good with fear. I am Scorpius the Dreadless. I am Malfoy the Unanxious.
Albus.
Good.
Scorpius. I mean, normally being in lockdown, being in constant detention, it'd break me, but now, what's the worst they can do?
Bring back Moldy Voldy and have him torture me? Nope.
Albus.
You're scary when you're in a good mood. You know that.
Scorpius.
When Rose came up to me today in potions and called me Breadhead, I almost hugged her. No, there's no almost about it. I actually tried to hug her, and then she kicked me in the shin.
Albus.
I'm not sure being fearless is going to be good for your health.
Scorpius looks at Albus. His face grows more contemplative. Scorpius.
You don't know how good it is to be back here, Albus. I hated it there.
Albus.
Apart from the Polly Chapman fancying you bit.
Scorpius.
Cedric was a different person entirely. Dark. Dangerous. My dad doing anything they wanted him to. And me, I discovered another Scorpius, you know. Entitled, angry, mean. People were frightened of me. It feels like we were all tested, and we all failed.
Albus.
But you changed things. You had a chance, and you changed time back. Changed yourself back.
Scorpius.
Only because I knew what I should be.
Albus digests this. Albus.
Do you think I've been tested too? I have, haven't I?
Scorpius.
No. Not yet.
Albus.
You're wrong. The stupid thing wasn't going back once. Anyone can make that mistake. The stupid thing was being arrogant enough to go back twice.
Scorpius.
We both went back, Albus.
Albus.
And why was I so determined to do this? Cedric? Really? No. I had something to prove. My dad's right. He didn't volunteer for adventure. Me, this, it's all my fault. And if it wasn't for you, everything could have gone dark.
Scorpius.
But it didn't. And you're to thank for that as much as me. When the Dementors were inside my head, Severus Snape told me to think of you. You may not have been there, Albus, but you were fighting alongside me.
Albus nods, touched by this.
And saving Cedric, that wasn't such a bad idea, not in my head anyway, though, you know, right, that we definitely can't try again.
Albus.
Yes, I do. I do know that.
Scorpius.
Good. Then you can help me destroy this.
Scorpius reveals the time turner to Albus. Albus.
I'm pretty sure you told everyone that was on the bottom of a lake.
Scorpius.
Turns out Malfoy the Unanxious is a pretty good liar.
Albus.
Scorpius, we should tell someone about this.
Scorpius.
Who? The Ministry kept it before. Do you really trust them not to keep it again? Only you and I have experienced how dangerous this is. That means you and I have to destroy it. No one can do what we did, Albus. No one. No.
Slightly grandly.
It's time that time-turning became a thing of the past.
Albus.
You're quite proud of that phrase, aren't you?
Scorpius. Been working on it all day.